You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was waiting for the beat to drop. Wasn't sure which direction we were going here with this banger. Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. David Dykstra on the ones and twos. Oh, we love futures on the show. We do. We always talk about futures. Joe Ostrowski is one of the best. Got to tip my cap to him. He's taught me a lot about the futures market. But we got to talk about the offensive and defensive rookies of the year right on the heels of the NFL draft last night. So this is interesting. Per Brandon Anderson, for defensive rookie of the year, four of the last five winners started the year at 7-1 or shorter. So maybe you also want to look for a pass rusher with seven of the last 10 winners recording seven sacks. Truth or trend, Joe? You rocking with this? Taking this into consideration this morning?
Yeah, I think the defensive rookie of the year is more predictable. The offensive, I think we'll spend most of our time talking about that. That's more exciting. How about another one? Four of the last five have been edge rushers. Truth or trend? Well, they make more of an impact. It's harder if you're playing in the secondary. It's more difficult if you're an off-the-ball linebacker to make that sort of an impact. If you're playing the interior part of the defensive line. So I think that makes sense. I think it's truth. And for the voters, you need to be an established name out there. You don't see defensive players come out of nowhere, super long shot on the boards as far as odds go, and then they end up winning the award. So I would say truth on that we don't have to stray far from the top of the board. My question is, do you need team success on any level? Because if you look at last year's winner, Will Anderson, you did see team success and how that run that he made at the very end. And he was a big part of it. I know Stroud got all the credit, but Will Anderson also huge. By the way, last 2 years, same team, offensive and defensive rookie of the year. Last year was the Texans. 2 years ago, it was the Jets with Sauce and Garrett Wilson. I do think you need some team success on the defensive side to win this award. So I don't think you can be part of an awful defense and win it. So Turner is the favorite at plus 450. There's a little bit of value there. For that to be the shortest number, the odds makers are kind of telling us, well, we think he has the best chance. Many people had him as the best defensive player on the draft board. He's going to a good situation, but we're not quite sure. There's Latu over with the Colts, an edge guy. Verse is up there. I can't sit here and say, Aaron, that there's a play that I love. The Vikings will have an opportunity in the NFC North, but yeah, there are injury questions on multiple players as well. I know I just said it's tough to win out of the secondary, but there's going to be an opportunity for Arnold with the Lions to win it at 10-1.
I thought that too, but what about Mitchell with the Eagles and that defense? I know they took a little step back last year, but could he like garner some attention in this market?
Well, they took about 8 steps back. I mean, the defense was picked all season long. So if they are average, they will point to him and say that the secondary is better, big reason. And you do have that East Coast bias. You know, the Eagles are very popular, so that could help. Big media market. Sure, compared to Minnesota, compared to Indianapolis. I know it's a large media market, but the Rams are not the most popular team. Verse is up there. So, yeah, if you want to follow that, that's interesting. Chop Robinson goes to Miami. We didn't get to the Dolphins pick, but I don't understand it. Aren't they in a position where we just need offensive linemen? I know we want to take the best player available, but let's just go get offensive linemen. I didn't love the pick, but the player has the talent to make an impact on a very popular team. So that's an interesting number. I can't sit here and say, Aaron, that there's a defensive player that I would put money down right now. But history tells us you don't have to stray. You don't have to look at the second or third round picks. It's going to be a first rounder. It's going to be on a team that probably has a good year.
Paul's put some money down already on someone.
Who you got, Paul?
I did not place the actual bet, but it would be Dallas Turner. It would be Dallas Turner, yeah. I think. It's the Will Anderson corollary. And then, like, look, the defense has to be good. You got Brian Flores there, which I think definitely helps. And, I mean, Daniil Hunter had an amazing year there. So I think he could, you know, step in and have probably not a similar level of success, but there's at least a path there. If you look at, like, if the defense is good, you look at the 7-10 Jets with Sauce Gardner. You know, granted, he was a top five pick, though. So that certainly helps there. True. Like, his name was out there from the jump. The Eagles, I actually kind of like that case for Mitchell. Like, you, if they bounce back on defense, and he and the secondary in particular, you look at this defense, man. They got a lot of young guys under 25. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, Dean Mitchell added to that. Ringo, Brown, Blankenship. I mean, how much of that was coaching an issue? There was a lot going on there last year. You're switching coordinators, you're bringing Matt Patricia. Like, the talent can still be there. I think there was a lot of other things going on. And also their secondary was getting older between Slay and Bradbury, and some injuries at them. So Eagles bounce. I think that's your best case for, like, the – I think the Eagles will be in the mix for a playoff spot. I'll put it that way, whereas the Vikings will not. So I think that could be – I don't hate that look there, but I'm with you guys. I don't think you got to jump in now. Nah. Latu, like, Verse.
But what you said about Sauce being the corner of late, that's one. That's correct. But if you look at the outside the last 5 years, Marshawn Lattimore won, Marcus Peters won in recent years. So, yeah, I think there could be an opportunity there. I would probably look to one of those corners, but maybe you find value midseason too.
Right. And then, but like, and the probably the only reason Diggs didn't win is because Micah Parsons was on his team. Like, the dude had like six picks and a couple of, like, a bunch of pick, or he had a bunch of picks, a couple pick sixes, and he, you know, he was even getting, you know, some stupid love for defensive player of the year as a rookie. That was never going to happen, but you do have to pop like that, though, if you're going to be, you know, and avoid having an all pro on your team.
This is a draft that was viewed as one that doesn't have elite pass rushers. So maybe this is a year you go to a different position, right? So yeah. I could see it. I think there are some cases for some cornerbacks. All right, we got to get to offensive rookie of the year. So my first reaction was, six went in the top 12. It's going to be difficult if there are multiple quarterbacks that start the majority of games. It's going to be tough to beat these quarterbacks. And then I looked at it in other years recently where you've had a bunch of quarterbacks taken. 2021, you had five go in the first round. Did any of them win the offensive rookie of the year? No, they did not. 2018, you had five go in the first round. Did any of them win the offensive rookie of the year? That was a Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson year. No, they did not. So it is possible. And if we go over the list, how many are starting from day one? We know Penix is not.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Caleb is, Daniels probably is, because I don't think they're going to start the season with Mariota. I think Drake May is going to sit at least a little bit since they decided to bring in Brissett. Bo Nix versus Zach Wilson and Jarrett Stidham. Would it surprise anybody if Bo Nix is starting week one? But I would never bet on him for this award. So a lot of different situations. Of course, J.J. McCarthy up in Minnesota, they brought in Darnold. They still have Mullins. I'm mad because if you're asking me to make a pick, I'm picking Caleb Williams in the perfect situation that he's in and all the surrounding pieces, and he's going to start. It's just a matter of being healthy. I'm frustrated because before the draft, he was plus 350. Everybody knew he was going to the Bears. After the draft, they drop it to plus 250, and it's already been bet down to plus 210. 2-1. 2-1. I can't.
Will it be minus money if he gets off to a hot start? That would be crazy. Yes,
it could absolutely be a Stroud situation where this is over before it begins. Like, it could be over by week three, week four. Yeah. Marvin, you get shades of Larry Fitzgerald and Kyler Murray out there. Like if they're putting up highlight reels, something like
it's
that.
Got
like
the name.
The mix for sure. Yeah, he's got the legacy.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, at 6-1, but I think also you can wait a little bit on that because I think, like, people are going to be looking for excuses to bet Caleb, and so you might even get a little bit of better number. I mean, we do the Rashi Rice thing with Xavier Worthy. I mean, step in, and it's just, man, Andy and rookies is a weird thing. Like, it's going to be – you don't have to bet it now. I'll say that. They're going to have to work him in sooner rather than later, especially depending on what happens with Rice. But I don't know that you have to bet 16. You'll probably get a better number.
Why are we sleeping on Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury? He's got Terry McLaurin. No?
No.
I mean, if they make a run at the East, I mean, they only trade away their whole defense. So, like, he could, you know. He carries them on offense.
Listen,
by the way,
we haven't even mentioned the quarterback that's in the other good situation. McCarthy.
No.
Justin Jefferson's his wide receiver one. He's got a great play caller. He's in a good position. I wouldn't say it's quite the Bears. Some would argue that it is better than the Bears' position because of the coaching. And the elite playmaker on the outside. And Addison more than popped last year.
True.
He was phenomenal.
Good point.
All right. I do this under protest, but do we make the Texans case for Turner and McCarthy. Sneak into like a playoff spot.
I'd rather bet McCarthy than Daniels, and they're both 10-1.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Terry McLaurin is not Justin Jefferson, and the head coaching, the coaching staff is better.
Nope. And we can obviously cross out Adunze because with Caleb there, he has no chance. Of the top receivers, I only see Harrison with the chance. And we've been talking about Harrison for so long that if he's scoring touchdowns, if he's putting up numbers, he could absolutely be in this conversation. Is Caleb beatable? Assuming health, is he beatable?
Yeah. Like, what's the like the two knocks on him that had me burning money betting anyone but Caleb in the fall was going against Utah and going against Notre Dame, i.e. pro-level talent on defenses, and he stunk. What's to say that doesn't happen? I mean, granted, the offensive line was an issue, but he's a rookie. I think in general, what Stroud did is the I think in general, what Stroud did is the exception. More like, I'd be surprised if someone takes the league by storm like that again. And a great OC down there, too.
Yep.
And
no May, no Knicks. Penix isn't even going to play. At least that's the expectation. But, you know, we saw Dak Prescott play and win this award. And he was 100-1 that offseason. You don't root for it, but crazy things happen. What if Penix is forced into action early? He's 60-1.
Like, if we're going to go, if we're going to go the Dak comp, isn't it Spencer Rattler being what he was supposed to be for someone?
I know. Yeah, that was a long time ago. I feel like he's been in college for 15 years.
True. But, like, he's 100-1. He'll be a later round pick. Like, does he go in somewhere and start?
And no chance for Bowers, right? No chance for the best tight end in the draft by a mile?
No.
No. Okay.
No, thank you. That sounds like I'd rather light my money on fire.
I wanted to bet Caleb, but I can't at this number. It's way too short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if he runs away with it from the jump, fine. I'm not tying my money up for, 22 weeks on a 2-1.
2-1. No chance. Yeah. No chance.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
If the Bills take a wide receiver, like, you look at him at all?
Yeah. Josh Allen's your quarterback.
Yeah.
That's why you look at KC. And
everyone else is gone. Yeah. It's the same KC thing. Yep.
Yep. Already down to 2-1. Caleb. Ridiculous.
McCarthy, I like, but yeah. Why bet Caleb 2-1 when you could look at some MLB bets for this weekend that are 2-1 and you don't have to tie up your money for like a year? This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Our MLB bets next on the BetQL Network.